Let's get, though, to the big economic picture. And of course, that has to do with two things this morning: retail sales and the Fed. We have team coverage on those two topics from our Emily McCormick and our Brian Chung. And we start with Emily on those retail sales numbers. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Julie. And as you mentioned, U.S. retail sales rose at a disappointing pace in November to pull back after a jump in October. Sales were up 0.3% on a month-over-month basis, according to the Commerce Department this morning, whereas economists were looking for a 0.8% monthly increase. Now, some deceleration had been expected after a more marked jump in sales in October. Those were upwardly revised to show a 1.8% monthly increase from the 1.7% rise reported in the first estimate last month. But for November by category, department stores saw one of the biggest sales drops during the month with a decline of 5.4%. General merchandise store sales more broadly, which also contain department store sales, were down by 1.2%. Meanwhile, we also saw electronics and appliance store sales down by 4.6%. But on the flip side, we did see some other categories posting notable increases in retail sales, which included gasoline stores sales, which were up by 1.7%, sporting goods and hobby store sales up 1.3%, and food and beverage store sales up also 1.3%. But in terms of what may have been driving this slowdown in sales in November, some economists are blaming an early start to the holiday shopping season as Americans tried to get a head start in anticipation of out of stocks and shipping delays this year. Now, specifically, Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at creditcards.com, said in an email this morning, quote, "I see this more as a sign that Americans started their holiday shopping early as opposed to bad news for retailers. That year-over-year comparison is more significant and it illustrates robust expansion." And as he mentioned, retail sales were up 18.2% in November over the same month last year, so a much more significant increase when we look at retail sales from that angle. Now, on the flip side, other economists are a bit less upbeat about this report and what it suggests about economic activity. And Andrew Hunter of Capital Economics just sent out a note saying, quote, "With disposable incomes now falling in real terms as fiscal support fades and surging prices take their toll, and the rapid spread of the Omicron variant is likely to exert at least some drag on high contact services activity, real consumption growth looks set for a much slower growth over the months ahead." And again, retail sales on a month-over-month basis up just 0.3% last month and missing expectations.